I want to welcome everybody today. I don't know how many years the meetings have been going on, but the 40th annual meeting, I don't know. Anyway, welcome to everybody. Could we have each person introduce themselves? Starting over there.
Larry
Melcher, lot 146.
Lois Nyman, lot 5.
Bob Nyman, lot 5.
Brent Fulmer, lot 172.
In the back?
Bob Nyman, 220.
Larry Bear, 140, 139. Arnie Carlson, 141.
Val?
Val Cram, lot 2. Mark Cram, lot 3.
Leland Jeffries, lot 23, lot 24.
Roland B. Lot 141.
Robert Musco, Lot 248.
Vance Green, 155, 156.
Phil Hall, Lot 44 and 58.
We skip one.
Tammy Levitt, Lot 239.
Don?
Okay, and then Don Cox, and I'm brain dead. I can't remember the lot number.
Lynette Foster, 193.
And I don't know if all of you know the board.
I'm Linda Alderman. I'm not on the board.
She's a board, though.
She is board.
Worker.
Joe Bose, lot 107.
Jody Akers, lot 128.
Robert Allen, 16, 17, and 18.
Art Ottolani, lot 151. We have three board members that aren't here today. Shauna Cox, Don's here to represent her. Dale is in Mexico, and Dave Turley was supposed to be here, so... Don, you've got the...
Lot 149.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Don, you've got the minutes. I want to ask you to say the prayer for us today.
Okay. All right. And then you want the minutes right after?
Yeah.
You
should tell them to do that one.
Our Father in Heaven, we'll be grateful, Father, to be found... Bowing our heads before thee this day, Father. We're grateful for being in this part of thy vineyard and for the many colorful and sculptures, things that are out here, Father. We're grateful for all those things that go unnoticed. And we ask that you forgive us for those things that we don't acknowledge at times in that, but the very air and the surroundings that we have around us that we take for granted for so many times. We ask, Father, that in this meeting, that the tranquility and the peace that's in the surroundings here, Father, that will be felt here in this meeting, that thy spirit might be here, that there won't be a spirit of contention, and that the best of things will be brought out and spoke about, and that problems can be worked out, Father, that there won't be any harsh feelings or anything. We're grateful for all those that are in attendance. We ask that they might be blessed and protected, that they may be able to return home after their association here, Father, that they might be able to return home in peace and safety and find all as well. We ask that you be with those that are not here, that are traveling, that were not able to make it, that they can be blessed also, Father. We do love thee, and we're grateful for all those things that thou hast done for us. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Yeah. Sorry.
Can
I mention something?
Yes.
We have agendas over here. If you haven't received an agenda, we please want you to sign in so that we have your name of record being at the meeting.
Yeah.
Also, when we get to counting the ballots, I will need 4 to 5 people to help with the ballot counting and marking and tallying. If you're interested in helping, you can't be... related to the person that's running, but I could use your help. Thank you.
Hey, Don.
Okay, minutes of September 12, 2013. This was our last annual meeting and back in 13 at 10 a.m. Welcome by President Dave Turley. Opening prayer, Nelson. Attendance, board members, Dave Turley, Dale Clarkson, Shauna Cox, Jody Akers. Members, see attached list by Linda Alderman. Minutes of annual meeting, September 8, 2012, were read out loud by Shauna Cox, secretary, Approval of minutes voted unanimous. Financial report, Jody Akers, treasurer. We have enough money to meet our account expenses to the end of the year. Last month brought an unexpected and unauthorized road expense. We had $10,000 budget for roads and Dale spent $15,000 on Metal Canyon Road. Fencing budget was $10,000 and Dale exceeded it by $4,500. When he built a protective zone in the metal at the springs, the project was pre-planned, pre-approved, but not authorized. Dale spent all this money on the Metal Canyon Road, mainly check something here. Okay. The project was pre-planned, pre-approved, but not authorized. Dale spent all this money on Metal Canyon Road, mainly for improving and benefiting about 13 lots, which were mostly for Dale's personal gain. There has been approval by the board to pay the president $500 per month for a volunteer job. It was also suggested that we sell off association lots to make up the difference in our budget. Lot sellers would have to be desperate too well in this down market. All the opinions stated above are only the opinion of Jody and are not necessarily that of the board. Dirk Clayson, since we have 53,000, 1,700 liabilities left for this year, what other debts do we have to pay for? Shouldn't we sell our association lots to meet our goals and improvements? Jody said that we would only have $14,000 balance after everything is paid for the year. They said we don't need to get hung up on paying the debt. Lots could be sold for improvements, such as another ranch truck, culverts, gravel, etc. Val Cram, Lot 2, asked about the agenda item number 3. Val asked Jody to prove her statement that there are 13 lots that benefited from Upper Metal Canyon Road improvements and tell the membership which lots those are and to whom they belong. Jody doesn't know that says he will find out and get back with Val and let him know. All the attending members wanted to be informed also. Dale states that there are a number of false statements in the treasurer's report, especially in regards to the Metal Canyon Road work done. We all want the roads improved, and some of us have put in a lot of money with no or little consideration. Lynette Foster said that there is more than 49% of the membership have to use Metal Canyon Road to access their lots. There are 6 to 9 miles of great road improvements in Crawford Canyon. Dale said he has 4 lots in Crawford Canyon. Bill said he approached his neighbors and said that he would pay for half the road improvements if they would contribute the other. There were lots of discussions about who did what on Metal Canyon and Crawford Road, roads and neighborhood improvement groups. There are a comment by Dale that no zero money has been spent in Slide Canyon. All of us need to work together. Val pressed for Jody to get the list of the 13 lots and their numbers. She was referring to that were improved because of the upgrade Metal Canyon Road she is crediting Dale with. Jody said she will not be home for 2 weeks, but then will get them to him. More rude remarks from Jody towards Dale. Art cuts in and tells Jody to stop cutting on Dale. Dave Duvall mentions a van that broke down on Scudamore Road on the way to the ranch. Thank goodness there was a member to help the woman out. More comments from Phil Hall, Kathy Duvall, Bob Woodsley, and words of advice about the roads and money. Dave Turley commented that in a perfect world, everything can go smoothly, but there are many things that happen because of the weather, etc., that create problems we are not always in control of. We must take care of the roads and whatever when it needs it, not when we get around to it. Prevention is always better than a cure. Does anyone know what has happened to the gravel disappearing in the large gravel pile? Linda reports on financials, see attached income statements, balance sheets. Our income to date is $164,185. Expenses are $167,138. but we are still in the black. We have lots of projects that need to be done. Things like the solar that has gone wrong. List of board members, departments of responsibility, 2013. Roads and Fire, Mark Cram. Agricultural and Wildlife, Ben Clarkson. Ranch Activities, Shauna Cox. Cabin Maintenance, Dave Turley. Water Resources and Management, Del Clarkson. Legal and Public Safety, Jody A. Ranch Committee and Reservations. Web Developments, Ryan Dudinsky. Committee Reports, A. Rhodes, Mark Cram, absent, sick of fighting. Dirk Clayson from Kane County, Commission on Road Issues. Scudamore Road is a Class B road, passable by two-wheel drive under normal conditions. You would need to form a special service district to upgrade and to improve the road. Scudamore Road has been improved over the years. County roads now are completely washed out of the improvements. Kane County will add gravel here and there to maintain the road. The county didn't have legal jurisdiction over these roads before we won the lawsuits. Now we do. Kane County Roads Department, Bird has talked to Phil Hall about improvements. Number one, we will maintain the roads. Larry Meltzer says that there is gravel in Slide Canyon. Is this our pile of gravel? Dirk said the pit is in the monument boundaries now. We are trying to get this back. Val Cram asked if our fuel taxes that if we had to pay to help maintain the roads is building up now. Dirk explained that the fuel taxes are located by population and took a dive. The state gave us back what we used to have. We were at meetings in Logan yesterday. The tax has gone up on fuel to get the roads done. All rural counties are in the same boat. Lee Beller, lot number two, there is inequality between roads like Scudamore, Cottonwood, Alton Cold Road, etc., which serve less traffic. The gravel at the Alton Gravel Pit is a good resource for GSENM, which serves less traffic. The gravel at the Alton Gravel Pit is a good resource for GSENM. Phil said the Forest Service is planning a burn through our ranch. You all know how burns go. They get out of control. He said he thinks it is planned under Bryce to our ranch. We need to put them on notice and object. The Forest Service has already done a survey. Dirk says that they can burn with the exclusion of the NEPA process. Kane County joined in the lawsuit on the Kaibab. Bid was open on Kaibab for logging, but is now closed as of last week. Jacob Bryan area is only 12% in logging. King County is pushing an initiative called Healthy Forest Bill. Phil says if Ole Lindgren brings horses in for a horse ride, can we get the Forest Service to stop the burn? Brent said thinning is what they said. Dirk said if we wait for nature to burn, we might be in a dispensable space. Brent understood that they said that they were thinning trees and brush. In years past, it was proposed to give Kane County the right to improve and maintain the major part of Metal Canyon Road, so public could pass through to the forest. The Forest Service also wanted the county to maintain the Forest Service Road, and Deer Springs would still have the ability to close the road if needed. Linda said Doug Hunt wants the road closed for safety reasons. We need a memorandum for understanding so we can close it off during the hunt. Motion. Shauna made a motion. We authorized the Deer Springs Board to complete an investigation and to make an memorandum of understanding with the county and the use of Metal Canyon Road, and they will maintain it as a pass-through to the Forest Service and not leave it in a worse condition with the cancellation clause. First by Dave Turley. Voted unanimously. Candy asked if Dirk would come and present this to the board and membership when he gets it drawn up. Dave stated that we have a republic and representatives. This is not a democracy. Larry M. wanted to make sure that this allowed the county to pass through and not a county road in the language. Dirk said if you say that, you might tie our hands. We are not spending public money on non-public roads. Option 90 days to terminate. Candidates for new board election. Opening open positions, Mark Cram, Ryan Dudinsky, Jody Akers, and Ben Clarkson. Thank you to Mark, Ryan, and Ben for their time and talents to serve on the board for the past 2 years. It is a very thankless job. Candidates were Jody Akers, Robert Allen, Joe Bose, Lynette Foster, Shannon Millett, Robert Muskie, Art Orlani. Speeches by the candidates. Then there was voting. Dave, unfinished business. Water, Dell, two or three items worth considering. Tammy Levitt, fight, has almost destroyed the family vision of the ranch. Last month or two has been unfactual information being sent out to disgruntled board members. Do I want anything different than the rest of the membership? Water, cabins, roads, etc. I'd like to know what you want. I want my votes to go where your dreams. Let's be in harmony and support each other in our neighborhoods. We have developed and improved 8 reservoirs, designing and planning 7 different water systems on the ranch. Who built it and why? Who do they serve? If you want us to stop working on water, then speak up. Leaf Springs, Jody reports, produce 1.5 gallons per minute and would cost $900,000 to improve it. State of Utah has requirements we have to abide by. I maintain that Leaf Springs produces 5 gallons per minute and can be improved for beneficial use for 20 lots, way less than $900,000. Fence Metal Canyon on the wet metal. Willows need to be mowed down. They are drinking up all the water and nothing will eat them. Use the water for the cabins. 0.45 acre foot per lot times 5 equals 2.5 acre feet of water. State of Utah reports that there are 104 acre feet of water in Metal Canyon. I personally have 2.5 acre feet of water there. The hose where the cows drowned was 15 foot deep. Culinary water fence is large because of the state safety laws. Fill out the questionnaires. We want your input. Stop fighting and get the facts. I suggest we hire an arbitrator. Jody reports that Dell and I don't agree on many things, but property owners has the right to drill their own well on their property. I did the water test, 1.5 gallons per minute. I priced it at $900,000. I have not met with an engineer personally. It has to be a state-approved water system. There has to be share costs. Dirk says water rights in this area are open. No. Dirk says water rights in this area are open to new appropriations based on water rights held by DSR. Base water rights are important if you want new appropriations. Jody, Deer Springs holds water rights that are not improved upon. Water right from Crawford has to have reservoirs and use for water rights. We need to do a lot more with water improvements to prove up our water rights. There are people downstream. Phil, I drilled a well and got approval. 0.45 acre feet. Applied for 1.73 acre feet of water. It has come from a point of diversion. Lynette says you need to get one home and 1/4 acre garden for 0.45 acre feet of water. Dell, less than 10 years, a great number of members raise money to develop a water resource, and we can help you with the fill-ins. Help this ranch to be self-funding instead of tax and spend. We need to use good judgment in how we spend money. $14,000 was all we spent on fencing this year. We still need a little $50,000 worth. Fill out this survey and put what you want. Follow the bylaws and rewrite the bylaws. We've done some good things on water and roads. We've got to stop fighting. Jody, correction on Lynette. Needs to be fixed in the bylaw. Motion to adjourn, Shauna Cox. Jody voted unanimously. Suggestion for next year, bring name tags for all. Okay. That was last meeting. Shauna asked me to read a deal, but I'm not going to do that. I know that. I just want to say a few things here. There's a lot of board members that served last year. They're really hurt and they're tired, and they don't even want to be here this year, and that's pretty sad. I bought out here for the tranquility, for the beauty, for the peace, for everything that offers. But there's a lot of nonsense that's going on into these board meetings and that, and it's ridiculous. Last year when we ended up, there was accusations against Dell saying that he improved the road because of his own personal lots and that. And Val Cram and myself asked Jody twice to get us the map to show us that. I'll leave the map right here. Before the road was developed, Dale had all of his lots right here. This development that she was talking about that runs up there to the National Forest doesn't have any of Dale's lots on there. But people throw out stuff, and people want to believe the worst, and they get going on that. I'm tired of it, okay? I came here to get away from the city and from all this nonsense and for all this crap and that. We need to have peace back in here. I'm not related to Dale. I can tell you up front that since Dale's been back, we have collective reservoirs. he went ahead and did the pipeline up there at the ponds, and he's in at $50,000. We got a $900,000 bid to do Lee Springs, and that's a bigger project than that. Dale's always watched out, okay? And he put this $50,000 in, and all he says is, hey, I know you don't have all the money, but give me some of that. And if people want to hook onto that have lots up there, charge them $5,000. Jody says, no, let's go $10,000. He just wants to have some of the money. You would do the same thing if you had put your money in there. Is there anything wrong with that? Saying, hey, just help me give some of it back. And he's tired of it. Pat's tired of it, you know, and it's sad.
The just to interject, it was not Jody's idea to charge $10,000.
Okay, well, whatever.
It was one of the Clarkstons.
Okay. Point of order, are we reading the minutes or?
These are the minutes.
He just wanted to say one thing. I said, okay.
And anyway, that's it.
Jody, we got a motion. Any of the board members want to make a motion to accept the minutes?
I'd like to make a correction to the minute. For clarification, it was a question that I asked, and a county commissioner was here to answer about fuel tax. And in the minute you read that the taxes are located, our commissioner said that these taxes are located. That's not the correct word. Check your minutes and see if it says allocated.
Well, you're probably right, Val.
Well, let's get it right.
But, okay, all right.
They're allocated.
Yeah, they're allocated.
Is that right?
You can make that change on that.
Correction.
Draft. Yeah.
Correction to the minutes.
Want to borrow my pen?
I have a correction on some of the quotes for me.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
And I can't remember exactly what he just read about. I talked about 0.45 acre feet of water and how it broke down, but I didn't say I had that water right in my well. No, I applied for the, I don't know what it is,
1.73.
Uh-huh. So that part's incorrect in the minutes.
I think there's a lot of commentary in the minutes that is not correct or accurate. And
so
I know
it's the same thing that happened last year.
That's right.
So I can't approve the minutes. I can't make a motion to approve the minutes.
Yeah. We didn't even get the financial report until Linda took over and read those. So
so the minutes are not approved.
Right, but we would like copies of that so we can make them, we can fix
the
new amendments.
We need to have copies of those.
So she could email those out. That would be good.
Yes.
Weren't we supposed to also have the election results, who did get in, and the number of votes that each person
Yes.
Do you want to give me the minutes? I will add the election results and mail them out to everybody on the board.
Okay. When you're done with those?
Right here. I'll have those to you and make additional corrections.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Okay.
Dirty? Financial report?
Financials. As usual, every week before the meeting, I send out what's happened with our checking account, the Deer Springs Ranch checking account, and the ranch manager's account. Paul and Nancy, great job holding down the budget this last month. Did really good. Thank you for that. Right now, we are really close to being on track with our budget as we proposed it last year. Our income is almost to what we initially had estimated, and our total costs are also within the parameters of which we planned on. So far, no surprises. We're doing good. Some categories are running a little bit over what we planned, but other categories run under, as typical. Due to an increase in fuel costs, the fuel and propane category is running a little bit higher than we anticipated. We'll have to look at that again for the next budget going into next year. We ran over in the automotive repair this year as the Kubota really needed some work and repair. That seems to be a was a huge issue this year, getting that up and running and the things that needed to be fixed on that. And thank...
Explain what the Kubota is.
The Kubota... I might be the wrong person to explain what a Kubota is, but it's a big machine that... that's all I know. It does things. So, Paul, why don't you...
It's a big tractor with a front-end load attachment that has augers, options on the back, the PTO accessories for mowing and so forth that Paula utilizes.
That's for those of us with a greenhorn.
Yeah, well, I'm a greenhorn. I know money. I don't know tractors. But thank you very much for Joe and Paul to get those the Kubota in line and working. Joe noticed a lot of things wrong with this year that... If had gone unnoticed and unfixed, would have made bigger problems later. He also put a new air conditioning unit in the Kubota.
Yeah.
So when Paul's out there in the midsummer day, hot steaming, in that little closed-in cab, he can be a little bit more comfortable because we can't seem to get him up at 5 a.m. to do this stuff. I don't know why. But a lot of repairs gone into that, and thank you guys for doing that and getting pricing. They're out looking for better pricings on things to fix things. The parts and stuff, so thank you for the guys for holding us in line financially on that. Going on with the financial report, our general liability bill did go up this year as well. That was just a norm. Insurances are going up. And also we increased our limits. I believe we've increased it. Dave's not here, but I think we went up to a $2 million policy instead of $3
million
instead of the $1 million. So we've got, you know, good coverage at the ranch, and I think that was needed. All the cabins were painted this year by Kathy Pierce and her family. And they're here, so thank them.
Nice job.
Nice job.
Nice job.
And we need that so badly. So win-win for all there. Solar power was put in cabin 8, and that's been 7. I'm sorry, that's been a huge hit. And I think this year we have planned, hopefully, in the financials to do cabin 8. And we still have some leftover parts from cabin 7 to use on that. So everybody that's been staying in cabin 8 has seven has really enjoyed the extra benefit of having that extra solar. There has been discussion in the past about the validity of the balance sheet, and it was presented during one of the board meetings, and we get it every time we come to the board meeting, we get the balance sheet. I talked to Niall Willis, who is our accountant that does our taxes. He's not a hands-on person like Linda that puts the stuff in QuickBooks. Our balance sheet is based off of what information we have put in QuickBooks. It's a running total. You don't physically adjust categories to... Whatever you put in is what shoots out in the balance sheet. So being that that's the case, and we've only been using QuickBooks since 1993, everything that happened prior to that date, like buying the cabins, doing the water systems, whatever, is not included in that balance sheet. So ours that we present every month is really not quite inaccurate. So I went over and talked to Mel, and he got me the copy of his balance sheet, which is, you know, once the accountant, you put all your monthly inputs into your QuickBooks, and then the end of the year, it's the accountant's job to give you closing entries, and all those closing entries get transferred into a proper balance sheet, which Niall does have. Now, I'm not an accountant, so it'll take me a while to get through the balance sheet and probably 100 phone calls to Niall to find out what we can do with our balance sheet to make the QuickBooks one reflect more accurately. So that's a work in progress. It's going to take a bit of time. But financially, we're looking good to finish the year within our budget. And that's my report.
Thank you, Jody.
Questions?
Any questions? Wow. Joe, you're up.
Okay. Roads, we got a few culverts that were put in, one on lot 150 that were washed out and people couldn't get through, and on lot 109, we took out a 24-inch culvert and put in a 4-foot culvert because it kept getting washed over, and there was no way to get through there on the old burn road, which is connected to the coal road. So those things were done as far as the road. Luckily, this year, we didn't have much rain damage until last week. And it said hello real quick, including I-15 coming up here. We had an extra 2-hour drive going through Overton and Logandale just to get here. At the last meeting in September, Dirk made the proposal to the Meadow Canyon Road, which is the Memorandum of Understanding for the MOU. And thanks to Vance, we got this map up here where they're putting up some signage in all the locations wherever there's a cutoff. to say what the roads is and what the use of it is. Right now there's signs up and they're incorrect. They're saying it's a public road. It is not a public road. It's still a private road with access for the public to use. So the signs are going to have to come down, and the county's going to have to make new signage for it. And Vance, thankfully, has made a map, and he's going to email him a copy. And Bob here is talking with the road people. He's going to bring this copy down to them. So we have a 50-year contract, basically, with the county, with a three-year termination clause. If it doesn't work out for us or for them in the first 3 years, we have the right to terminate that agreement. Their main purpose is they want to go up and prepare the road to be usable for the Pink Cliffs to go through the scenic loop. So they want to use our road to get up there. And in the process, they say on the way back down, if there's any repairs that need to be made, they'll grade it. They won't bring in gravel and put in culverts, but if they have the opportunity, they will grade our road and make it a little more presentable for us. And that's the agreement we signed, and we have, like I say, 3 years to decide whether we want to keep it or not. We'll see what happens. We'll keep a close eye on it for the next 3 years, and after that 3 years is up, I think it's going to be a major effort to get the thing to be stopped, either by them or us. So we have to make a decision in the next 3 years. Other than that, I've taken the road.
Before you go on,
yeah.
Didn't they say if we didn't do this, they may close that road above the
Yes,
that was mentioned. They could, what do they call that, an eminent domain.
Yeah.
They could take it if they wanted it.
Just to let you know, Joe, I don't know if you've been up there since the rain.
I haven't since the rain. But before the rain, I went up there three times with the family members, and it hasn't been touched yet.
Well, the thing is, there's holes
it's worse
this deep.
Now. Yeah.
So if you don't have a good four-wheel drive, don't go up.
Yeah, I went up with my Jeep, which has fairly good ground clearance, last 2 weeks ago, and I bottomed out in three different places. So
and that was before the rain.
That was before the rain.
It's deeper now.
So
does that mean that that you can opt out any time within the 3 years?
Within the 3 years,
yes.
And we don't need a reason other than we just don't think it's working out. And they have the same option. But if that 3 years expires, I think we'll play heck trying to get it to stop. So we better keep a close look on it and see if they're doing what they say they're going to do and
right.
if we're acceptable with it. Otherwise, we should opt out.
There's a bunch of the Longhorns up on the hill above the back gate.
All up on the floor.
Yeah, there's probably 15 or 18 of them. Just to let you know, because you know, they could find you.
Also, we had another culvert put in, not culvert, but a cattle guard put in by Paul and somebody else just above pond number one so we can control the cattle better. And he put a fence in, so we're moving along with controlling the cattle better.
We might want to check that fence over, you know, the back fence.
I mentioned to Joe.
Where?
I mentioned to Joe before, and I'll say it out here so everybody hears. When I was serving on the board as president there, we had a couple of those road situations here that the county said they were going to work on for us and help us out. One going up into the Johnny Brown, where that road's been washed out, and they have not followed through with that. We are in jeopardy. We are in jeopardy there. We're like 2 years behind or out of date on the Title Fives for multiple roads in that area, including the road that goes over to the old Johnny Brown Road that comes up over to Crawford Canyon and over to the pond there.
I believe we're up to
Coleman.
They've not been repaired as of yet. I know money was budgeted back then for the road repairs. Also, I mean, we got the approval on the from the monument, which is big thing to do. Spent a lot of time with Dan Wolf in getting that for us.
Are you talking about the coal mine road over to the ponds?
Yeah.
Over the lower side of it? We've already allotted, the board has already allotted money to have that done. We're going to, so one of us, we're going to get Clark Lamb.
Yeah, they're going to bring a dozer in.
They're going to bring a dozer in.
Fix the real bad spots.
But as far as the county goes, too, the county stepped up to the plate. So I met with the county, the BLM, and with Mark Foley with BLM, and Don Wolf with the Escalante Monument. And like I said, we have to get that lower road also fixed in, because it's tied into conjunction with the other Title V for that same road that goes over. They're also really wanted to, at that time, put all of our Title V's into one basket. You've got so many different expiration dates on so many of our roads around the ranch.
Yeah, we're good right at this at the present.
Up to date on our permits on those.
But they want to put them all into one basket, so it's only due at one time.
We don't have them. We talked about that. They're not in one basket yet.
They were pushing for us to do that.
Well, Mark Foley did come to one of the board meetings and met with them and did clear some things up.
Yeah, they
the permits are supposedly current right now.
Just to let you know that Mark...
Some of them are doing 5 years, some of them are doing 3 years. They want to make them all do it one time.
Mark has been notifying us, okay, you need to take care of this. You know, so it's been fairly easy for us this year.
He's great to work with. He's willing to really work with this ranch, and it's awesome to have that kind of support from that kind of government.
In the March meeting at the Ferry Lodge, they got with Linda, and all those permits were approved. We weren't penalized for them, and they were all brought up to speed.
And they comped us.
Yeah, so it's all we're okay on the permits now. The road's got to be fixed, but the permits are okay.
The permits.
Okay. Mark also was concerned because on the Slide Canyon Road, we had all that slash cut and didn't have it ground up. Has that slash been...
It's pretty clean in there.
Because I know Dell had the people from the... from Cedar, from the county, or from the one of the government agencies come over and they chipped a lot of that.
Yeah, it's pretty clean. And the road has stayed a lot drier.
Yeah.
Is Mark the BLM guy or the F. Blandy guy?
Mark's
BLM.
Who's the F. Blandy guy?
Don Wolf. Dan Wolf.
Dan Wolf.
Uh-huh.
John.
Yes, I have a question about the gravel on that road. You said they
Which
would
road?
Not put any gravel on Metal Canyon, the county one.
No, they will not.
Mm-hmm. And did they give a reason for that, or just that they won't do it?
They just said they wanted to use our road for access to the scenic loop, and they would just drop a blade on the way back out if needed.
Every time you drop a blade,
and they said they wouldn't be held to that, only if they thought it was needed.
Every time you drop a blade, you remove gravel that's already there. And 3 years is one thing, 50 years is another.
That's why we got 3 years to really decide on this, because it gets where it's not working for us, we have to stop it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think in this time we need to think about having them rethink that, because any time you drop a blade, you're gonna remove gravel, and they're gonna probably dig on the side there with the blade in order to make a place for water to run off, and they're gonna pull silt out of that and throw it up on a road. So we're gonna be scraping away gravel and replacing it with silt, and over 50 years, there's going to be nothing there. We need to think about that.
To clarify that, it's still our private road. DSROA still owns that roadway. So we're still responsible for maintaining it, and we are still, even with signing that agreement, we are still allowed, it made it mandatory to put in that their MOU, that we are still allowed to maintain it so they can't cut us off that way. So we're going to be the ones that have to do the graveling and such. So it won't be like... they're going to do it for us. They're only going to drop that blade when they feel it's necessary or when they feel like they have the time. It's not. It's just like an extra Benny for us.
I realize that they can take it if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. It's done all the time. But there's still room for negotiations. I think that if they're going to use it, they're going to allow the public to run up and down it and do what they're going to do, and some people just like to come and mud around and drive into town and show how muddy they are. Mm-hmm. All you can see out of their windshields, I've seen that. Mm-hmm. And it's tear the heck out of things.
Joe, I think what we need to do with that is, you know, we have 3 years.
3 years.
We need to, whoever is in charge of the roads for the next 3 years, we need to have Paul let us know all the incidents, and we need to document it.
Yeah.
Because if we 3 years from now we're sitting here with a board that's completely different, and we start to make a decision, we don't know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And you'll forget, I'll forget, if we don't document it every month. If okay, here's a positive, here's a negative, and at the end of 3 years, simple, we're done. We can make a decision and either be leave it the way it is or go back the way it was?
If it went into eminent domain, would they have to then gravel and culvert?
Well, they don't do a very good. Not much gravel going down on.
I doubt if they'll do it on ours.
I don't think it's a bad thing that we did. I think it's a good thing, but I think there's room.
The negotiation.
We really need to.
Yeah.
We need to just look at it really.
Stay watching on it.
Just for the record. Yeah,
by the way, this went into effect July 27th. That's when the 3 years started. July 27th.
Go ahead. I'll say one thing about the roads in here. I'm from Idaho, and we deal with those gravel roads in Idaho all the time. In Idaho, they crown us more.
Yeah.
Down here, up and down the roads, the water runs down the road and washes it out, all the gravel's on the sides. They flat laid those roads, and if they just crown them just a little bit, a big portion of your problems is over. That water's got to run off into the bar pit. And if you flat blade them over and put the gravel on the side, it doesn't do you any good. So I've just noticed that.
That's a good point. And is Larry Clarkson here?
Yeah.
You know, I have Larry maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the only place we really should flatten them is when it's really, really muddy, because gravity works good up here. When they're crowned, you can't stay on them. If they're gravel and they're crowned, you don't have a problem. I've been coming up here for 38 years, and I went off the road, and I've been driving a four-wheel drive. I worked for International Harvester, known Scouts way back when, so I know how to work a four-wheel drive vehicle. I went off the road about, 15 years ago? It was crowned in an area where it was slippery.
That's exactly right.
In the ditch I went.
Like over to Grouse Creek, Utah, the guy over there, it's in Utah. And Utah blades that road. But the guy that's blading it, he crowns it where it needs to be.
Yeah, it's got to be flat on the sticky spots and crowned on the gravel spots.
Being that if you've got a hill, and you see it all the time up and down the road, the water runs down the road and not off.
Yeah, agreed.
So I think you know, we're talking a lot about roads and gravel and all those things. If we had had somebody that was really sharp on that blade to do that,
overall, I think, you know, Larry's been doing most of it, and so far it's pretty good. Wherever it's really muddy, they're pretty flat, because when you leave Fred Searle's place, go the back way, there's a few spots, if it was crowned, you wouldn't make it home.
I'm not talking so much about our own private roads, but like...
Yeah, the county road, yeah.
Exactly. Scudamore is horrible.
It is.
For sure.
It was slipperier than I thought when I went down the last time.
That million-dollar road grader sits there all the time. Mm-hmm. Million-dollar road grader.
Actually, it's only been about 5-6 days it's been there. But is that it, Jeff?
It's about a quarter million. That's 300,000.
No. That's a lower fee.
Hey.
Not that one.
Is that it, Jeff?
Hey, if I could add, just for the record, that first week when they put those signs up and it was
new,
supposedly posted in the paper, which I don't think it really was, but there was quite a few people out here and it kind of stirred a lot of things up. But since that 1 week, it really, you know, there's just normal traffic on that road. But I think what we want to prevent is, you know, these hunting seasons where... You know, your everyday hunter says, well, this says a public road, so I have access. And I think that's
what we can lock that gate.
And this agreement allows us to lock the gate still. We still have that that privilege of doing that.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Robert, you're up. Reservations, web development.
Well, everything's going good up to now. We've had a lot of reservations. And I think we've just got to keep up the good work.
A little louder.
Got to keep up the good work on the reservations.
We can hear you.
Turn up your hearing aid.
Wide open. Huh? All I can hear is dog panting and gravel.
Anyway, that's it.
That's it?
Yep. Okay.
That newsletter that went out says we've been booked.
Yep.
If I can...
What's our percentage rate?
If I could back up just a little bit. Dave Turley's not here to do the cabin maintenance report, but... you know, like we said in the financial report, you know, all the cabins were painted, and there's a lot of new upgrades in a lot of the cabins.
new floors, new pots and pans, and new couches and furniture. So when you look at the financial report and you look at how much money is going into the cabin, that's kind of where it went. But this year, we calculated anywhere between somewhere around 1,500 people on the ranch, using the cabins, using the roads, kind of what the ranch was envisioned for long ago. It's really being used. And between reunions, between scout camps and girls camps, the ranch really was used this summer. I don't know what the cabin reservation rate is, but I mean, we've been booked. I haven't seen it like this since we've been here.
We usually die out around August. August is usually a dead month where we just have one or two reservations a week, and we've been at least half booked all of August.
You made a comment about
it's going to be more expensive than a propane stuff.
People in the cabins in your newsletter?
It wasn't. It was people that were saying that were complaining about the cabin. However, and there was somebody who broke a bed in the cabin, broke a bed frame by letting her grandkids or whatever jump on the bed, and she had seven dogs in the cabin. And which I don't care if people have their dogs in the cabins; you're supposed to be able to bring your animals here. But the person who's making the loudest complaint was one that just she didn't take care of things, and she was.
You said there's a lot of broken and linen used.
Should I bring up the cabins? I mean, the
are we assessing the people who do this?
What we talked about earlier with the trailers.
Well, I don't.
Should we wait till the next meeting?
Let's wait till the next meeting. And say, oh, wait a minute. Let me make sure that your towels are not used.
Right.
It's when I go to wash the laundry.
That's pretty tough.
You said stuff like the barbecue grills or something like that.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Are we charging for those damages?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
How many of you have stayed in the cabin this year?
Not bad.
We couldn't get back up the hill when it rained. So.
That's a good reason.
Force them to stay in a cabin.
Yeah. Are you pleased with the cabin?
Yes.
Great.
Okay, I've got nothing new on the security, public safety, except for the roads that we already know that we got to, as far as the public safety. We've got something right now we have to take care of this week, the culvert over there. What I would like to say as the president of the board, this has been a great year for our board meetings. We've had literally no fighting, if you want to call it fighting, or major disagreements where the voices went, you know, through the ceiling. We have done exactly what a board needs to do for the ranch, and we have done the disagreements behind the scene, which you all don't see everything that happens, but we've tried to keep a better appearance with the general public here. I just want to thank everybody on the board and the members, all the members. It's been a good year. It's been a good year for the ranch, and I thank every one of the board members. That's all I've got, and...
Public safety, I'd like to throw something in on that one. There's times that maybe somebody doesn't check in. I was kind of, sorry Nancy, I was kind of upset the other day that you guys never got back with me. You know, if my dad came out during those storms and hadn't communicated with us...
I called him, and he never responded.
Okay, but at public safety... is it not too hard to just, okay, if somebody's really concerned and has some kind of feelings that something's happened, is it too bad of a deal just to rush out there and you'll see? I mean, everybody knows of my deep love for Jody over there, but I even had my dad come clear from Johnny Brown, clear over to find her, check on her, because something wasn't right, okay? I don't think it's too big of a deal if somebody hasn't been reported in for a while, if somebody's concerned, a family member, and that's safety to me, to take a minute, and if you can't get a hold of them on a radio.
Who did you call?
Here. He called us.
I called the headquarters.
And
message.
I tried to get a hold of Al, and he didn't answer on the radio, and I didn't go out there.
Was this after the rain?
Yeah.
It was...
He came up during the rain, which I told him not to.
Well,
I
mean, if it was after the rain, nobody could have got over there anyway. It looked like the Colorado River over here. I went over to it. I was going across to go over there. There was no crossing it. somebody, if you had tried to make it with any four-wheel drive, you'd have died.
I talked to her Thursday night.
Paul, yes, Paul, you were there. Paul went over to see it. We had three cars backed up.
What's day?
It was Thursday, wasn't it?
No, Tuesday. That was Tuesday.
Okay.
Now this was Thursday, Art. This was just a couple days ago, so I left early to come up because I was concerned. So I think that, you know, if...
And if you had said, could you go out and check on my dad because I'm really worried, I would have gone out.
I kind of thought you would have, but...
That's communication. You know, if you just say, could you go out...
Apparently that's another one of our job titles.
Hey, I've got a solution for that, too. Do you guys have email out there or do you not have email? You don't. Usually I just email my husband and let him know I'm here, I'm okay now.
No, we're working on that, but I mean,
that's good for safety.
Well, I don't think it was intentional, for sure.
Not at all.
So I don't think that.
If you had said, could you go check on my dad? I wouldn't even have questioned.
Try again in the morning and call me back and never did. I thought, you know, I don't like the feeling of what's going on. So I jumped in the truck and came.
Well, Nancy's come over and checked on me when my internet was down. My wife couldn't get me. She got excited. And she's come over. We had a whole house full of people when she came over. We were having a party. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This is why Vance Green and the others have developed this wonderful system on our ranch. We can contact anybody that we need to with these radios. If you need a radio,
one.
You can get them in our ranch mercantile. And we have our own private public? Does that make sense?
We own it.
Official ranch system. If you need to get a hold of anybody or have anybody checked on, there's somebody near you that has one of these that you can use. It's simple. You can plug them into your car to charge them. They're wonderful. So get them. Make sure you get one of these so that you can communicate with other people on the ranch and the ranch house also.
I have two available today.
If you don't have any internet out there, it's a real inexpensive, you know, way to be able to check on people. Radio's a lot easier than...
Because Lee Deller has called me when that gentleman ran off the road with the ATV and was shooting a gun looking for help. And
crazy Mike.
He couldn't reach the phone, so I used my phone and called 911, and the sheriff did come out. And
right.
Well, you've used your phone to call for the fires, Joe.
And I do it for the fires, too, so...
How much did you sell the radio for?
$75. Program.
You got a new one?
Oh, you want to do the report on the water?
Sure, I'll read the little blurb.
A couple of comments. We've gone past a couple areas.
Hmm? You're going to read that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've gone past a couple areas.
They're working that out right now.
Huh?
They're working that out right now.
Okay. We're down to committee reports. And I think pretty much the water committee is about the only thing we have. Jody's got a short thing to read on the water committee.
Is that what you're talking about, the pipeline? I just like to find out what the status is on that.
On pipeline?
The one that Dell was putting in. You and I had talked, and I just...
We're right now at negotiation stage, and it's part of what you'll read.
Okay.
Everything is, I think, it's either yes or no when the Dell decides. So the board has its part done.
Okay, I'm just gonna. It's kind of brief because a lot's happened, but we're too long to talk about here. It'd take like 2 years. But anyway, the water committee has been in negotiation with Parks and Investments for the past 3 years on the development of Meadow Canyon Springs. After last month's board meeting, the water committee met with Dale and Dirk was here, and Vance was here, and Brent was here. The committee was here. To work on further negotiations on the contract that was on the table. Since then, we've produced a version contract number 9, version A, that has been submitted to Dale. And right now, at this date, no agreement has been reached with the Water Committee with Dale. So we continue to remain hopeful, but there is no agreement in place at this time.
Who's the Water Committee?
The Water Committee consists of myself, Robert, Vance, Brent, and Dale. Did I miss anybody?
Wasn't Larry and Danny on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Part of that has been, he doesn't want to be classified as being in the Water Committee, but Larry and Danny have been very instrumental in helping us come to terms as well.
And Ben for a period of time.
Ben was before, a couple years ago, Ben was involved, but he's not anymore. So, any more? What?
my question was, who has the background and knowledge to be on the water committee to make a decision?
Well, I think Vance Green has a lot of information.
Gail
has a lot of information. I've learned a lot. Brent knows a lot of information. So after we get a contract in place, it would be a good idea to send it to an attorney to review it, so we're not kind of going blind, but we're not that far yet. So
I think what you're talking about is Dale was not in the, what, since version 2, 3? He wasn't involved and you weren't involved.
No, that wasn't until like version 8.
Okay, well, they removed themselves from the committee, Jody and Dale.
After last board meeting, when we had our water committee meeting, because Dale and I had so much contention between the two of us, and we figure, all right, let's remove ourselves from the equation and let the guys work out the details. They did that, and it's still not an agreeable document to Dale. So,
well, he hasn't seen it. The last
yes, he has
still,
seen
he
it.
He has it. We're waiting to hear from him.
This I is think I have a copy right of it.
What's that?
I think I have a copy of it.
Is that it?
I think that until people really understand the system, and it takes 40 years to know the system of the state, the county, the ranch, and what's gone on, and if just like I offered last year, tell anybody that wanted to know what the steps were to even get new appropriations, I would be glad to do that. And Linda, I'd like to make a few corrections on my comments last year.
Okay.
But if anybody would like to know what water rights are available, where the point of diversion is at this point, where they need to be transferred to benefit the ranch the most. I mean, this started in 1971. There were water rights proved up on in 1990. And now we have at risk all the rest of the water rights that need to be proved up on and taken care of. With the cost and time and effort, the ranch water rights, if you want to do the things that you need to do, not only do the water rights use need to be reapplied, and then they have to be proved up on. And if we don't prove up on them, anybody and everybody can take them away from us. We don't own the water rights. We have the right to use them because of applications that have been put in place. And until all of us get together and talk about it without insinuation, it was my understanding that the application to get water rights to the five cabins, the upper cabins, because the spring that they're on right now is not adequate, was claimed that it was under Dale Clarkson's name. All he did, because he was the chairman of the water committee, if you want to say that, he had them sent to his address under DSROA as Dale Clarkson. I have learned so much from listening to people that I see getting water at the water up by the cabins and claiming that Dale was transferring water in his name to his property. And that is all bunk, lies, deception, untruths. And now because of the stop, he has the plan that's been approved, and he kept sending back the approval for bringing it into compliance with the state. I also have that report and what needs to be done to develop the well in the meadow. And until those things are done, and until we get in a crisis mode, that could have been done for $60,000, not $900,000. And there's a charge that has been made up that says exactly what could be done to start proving up on part of the water rights, not all of them, because we have massive water rights.
But if we take the chance of losing our water rights without proving up on them, the state's going to start clamping down, just like they are on the roads. And so if someone would like to, I brought the chart, I brought a map so that we can see where the point of diversion is right now and where it needs to be transferred to so that we can put them to beneficial use up at Podunk. That would be a wonderful place to transfer water rights from a dry pond bed up to the spring so that it could be used for irrigation. There's already a system in. There's already a system in three other places that these water rights, not for anybody's personal use, except those that are in that area that can benefit. And if we stop doing that, we almost lost all the water rights up at Meadow, up at the Meadow Canyon Springs. Nobody had ever filed on them. Then they were filed on them. Then the state dropped the ball. And if there hadn't been records of all of that documentation and the work that's been done since 1971, we would have lost those water rights. So they couldn't have even gone to the four cabins or to Lot 111. I mean, one lot is all they were trying to accomplish and supply water to the four cabins. So are we going to work together and do the things that an individual that has been working with the state for 40 years to accomplish the things that make this ranch the most beautiful, the most productive, and the most valuable to each one of our members without all of the insinuations, lies, deception, and coercion just to stop one person. It's just illogical.
Well, number one, Vance, how many hours he spent on it?
40 years?
No. We're talking now. We don't have a full-time person to sit down for a solid 2 months, and that's what it's going to take. If you wanted to go through everything that we have at this ranch, half of our problem is we do not have a budget. Our budget just barely squeaks by every year. And we have...
It doesn't have to be a budget. Transferring the point of diversion takes absolutely nothing.
My point, yeah, it takes time, especially when you have seven different personalities on the board.
Well, let's just back up a little bit. You know, we are working on all this, Lynette, and if you're not at the meetings that has been going on for the last 4 years, you really wouldn't know the details of what's been happening. But we are working on it, and it's a work in progress. The whole objective is to make sure the water is used. No one here is in saying we don't want water improved on. It just has to be in a fair manner that benefits as many members as possible from that location. And we're working on it.
Right here is the list.
And we all have the list, yes. And we all have the county codes and the state codes. We all have that, and we all know what they are. So we're working with Dale just to come up with an agreement to make it reasonable for everybody.
Dawn? There doesn't seem to be an appreciation for the knowledge that's okay?
That's wrong.
That's not
everybody on this board, everybody on this committee is appreciative of Dale, of his knowledge, of his understanding of the situation. They all want to work with him. They all want to be a part of it. They want him to be a part of it. That's not right. That's not a correct statement.
It appears on the surface that that's the way it is, and I'll agree with you. And I think some of it is going a little too far, my own personal feeling about it, but the fact is we have a board and we have seven people on it, and the way it's going, that's the way it's going, and we have no choice, you know, to do but what the majority of the board wants.
You know what, Art, and I appreciate that, but you know what, we're in a small community and things drift, negative things out through there, okay, and it's bullcrap, and that's the contention I'm talking about, okay. And it doesn't need to be there.
No, it doesn't. And we have tried very hard this past year to put it down and do it behind the scenes with decent emails and stuff like that. It's been hard because a lot of people have their opinions. You know, it goes back and forth, and then you have the Hatfield and McCoys. And that's what it basically is right now. But we are making progress.
But you know, while you're on there, and I just want to say something, I'm not upset or whatever, but you take a look at that map, and there's a lot more lot owners up there by Slide Canyon,
right.
And we have less road gravel and everything else and maintenance and everything else up there, and it's a little lopsided.
Oh, it's way lopsided.
I'd love to have these things, and if that well was up there to hook into it and everything else available, but I don't have it.
You weren't here at, a couple of months ago. We discussed Slide Canyon, mm-hmm. And next year they're definitely, it's going to be on the mm-hmm. plate. Lee Beller, I think, was the one who brought it up, saying, you know, the 15 years he's been here, except for grading it once every 3 years and a few culverts to keep so you can get through there, nothing's been done. And we started at Johnny Brown because it was a life issue. We went up to Joe Bose's. We did a big project up there because we didn't want fill to be locked in case there was a fire, you know, or vice versa. So we are working on the on it, and that was on the top of the list because there's been no money there to speak of. Now, we've done work. Paul's been over there many times working.
No, and I appreciate that, you know, and there's things here that still aren't setting right, okay, that's coming out. Because if you dealt with Drew from this water thing, okay, and you left it to the other members in that, why are these contracts completely keep coming up and up and up? And it seems like it's more input from you, Jody, that's making
it's
these contracts being changed.
It's not.
Okay. Well, let's not point fingers. Let's try to work it out. We got a new board coming.
Decisions. She just types it out.
If there's seven people making decisions and they don't know what they're doing, the
you can't say that, Lynette. That's a misstatement. These guys know exactly what they're doing. Vance is so into that water and knows what the details are. Brent is too. I've been studying it for years. We've got the documents to go on. We refer the documents all the time. We do know what's going on with it. The problem is we just can't get an agreement with, we can't find the middle ground to reach an agreement with Dale with what he'll say. Okay, I'm good with that. We're trying to make it reasonable. We're trying to make it fair. Like if Fred Searle says, comes to the board and says, hey, I want to use a Deer Springs Ranch well or water source to get to my property. We are trying to make a document that says, great, we have this in place. Here you go. Here's what you need to do, and this would be fair for all the members. Here's what you need to do, Fred. Do this, and we'll be in compliance, and everything will be good, and it'll be set, and it won't affect the rest of the membership. Anybody interested in that same water source will have access to it as well. So that's what we're trying to go for, something that's fair to all the members on each water source. So it's not a matter of holding the water sources hostage. It's not like that. It's trying to find the agreements to make that work. It's workable with any member that wants to do it. And that's what we're trying to do.
Well, let me ask you something. Now, do we have to have, like, an LLC and another deal? I mean, we're getting... This is a small-town ranch, okay? It's a family thing, okay? And then now there's an LLC that somebody wants to make on the water company, and we're getting at all these things like a big corporation. Can't we simplify things? I, you know, personally, I think there should be an overseer of the whole thing and then one ranch manager, and done away with the board and have somebody that accounts each year like this and say this is what's being done.
That would be fun, but we're an association, so we have to protect the assets. Right. We have to have the board.
Everybody's got their view.
But, you know, and Don, the purpose for the LLC was originally the concept was that this would be potable water bringing to the lots. It ended up being not potable water, so we put the LLC in place, or the idea of the LLC, so that if someone did drink the non-potable water unknowingly, that if they got sick, that they wouldn't come back to the ranch and sue the ranch. Yeah. The LLC would handle that. So that was for liability purposes, that's all.
Larry, I asked your father on that exact issue, and he said that they were shooting for the potable water. But he wouldn't know until the final test came in. So let's not say, okay, now it's not a potable water. It is. That's what the goal is.
But according to the state, it has to be tested twice a year, 3 years before it can be certified.
Okay. Well,
we're stuck for 3 years on that category.
I would like
but
to know.
Claiming it that it's unpotable, right? Or that it is potable water.
It has to be proven.
It has to be approved by the state before
3 years,
it is.
But I mean, they're not designated, hey, you can't do that because it's not potable.
We are, no.
No.
You have to wait 3 years to get that designation?
No, up to 3 years.
They're not labeling it as that until the 3 years come up. Then they make the determination, right?
That's what I understood.
It has been labeled as such up to this point, yes.
Tammy?
Some of us don't know everything.
everything that we should know from the down here. And whether it be legal issue, water issue, just plain education, could something be put in either on like the Deer Springs Facebook or email newsletter or something, just a column to educate us so we're not so stupid sitting here? I'd really like to know, and,
Well, see, Dale did send out a letter to all the members. I don't know if you got it. Which you probably would be asking the same question. You're going to need somebody to sit down with you for 6 hours and explain it to you.
It's okay to, you know, give us little tidbits that, you know, my brain takes small things in. And just educate us a little bit, you know, every month. Drop something on the Facebook after something we'll, you know, learn at board meeting or... Just, you know, some of the guys have been here a long time, and you guys know stuff that I need to know, and I'm never going to learn it all. And so whether it be, you know, the water issue, you know, and make it clear, because I feel some of the stuff I'm reading is like, well, I need to go back and learn all this so I know what this letter says.
Well, I'm sure there's people...
It is.
So, education, I would appreciate it, and my husband would, too. And, you know, I'll make jam, I'll make cookies, whatever it takes for whoever's responsible for it, just to keep it going. I need to learn.
Well, there's quite a few people here that could, you know, help you out if you want to take 10, 15 minutes. It's not something you're going to learn overnight, but you can get the basics. I think Vance would probably be the big one because he's into that all the time. You've got board members here that don't understand at all. I mean, and again, it's a big subject. It's not just something you learn overnight.
If there were little tidbits put out there, external knowledge, then we wouldn't be sitting here we're talking about something important, but...
People are trying to listen.
Okay, no, nothing.
Well,
tell us where you are on your certification for becoming the water master.
I've already become a water master.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
Class 2.
Okay.
Certified, state certified.
So we now have someone that... is here that is now a certified water master, and he can do all of the testing. I have the engineer's requirements right here in my notebook, and so that we would know when we go into a position where it needs to be a company or a water. After you get past, it used to be 15. It's my understanding it's now on the 14th hookup. Then you need to have at least a monthly testing of wherever it is that you're going to be getting your water from. So and Paul can probably tell us more on that. But
water master is someone who
if anybody would like to see the engineer.
Yeah, that's
what
we take for sample.
If I had to have heart surgery, a doctor over here that's performed 300,000 of them, the guy's just getting started with 10, what do you think I would go?
Yeah.
Feel more comfortable. You have a guy that's been in the water business for 40 years, okay, and there doesn't seem to be that.
Unfortunately,
75% than to what everybody else has just got a few years in.
Well, I think it would have been a better situation if Dale had come to us, you know, like as a member.
Well, he's just
it's a very complicated situation, and that, you know, again, there's seven people with different personalities. A lot of people think the way Lynette does. A lot of other people think the way Jody does. But the goal is the same. The goal is to get the things done and get them done right. And
yeah, but here's a guy that performed and got this thing done for $60,000 opposed to $900,000. I think I would be in his camp and be listening more and go under his direction than I would anybody else.
This is where knowing more information helps. The $900,000 was for a certified water system.
Okay.
That is not what we're talking about over here.
That's not going to be certified?
No, this is
going to be certified for 20 lots. And that is what the state engineer gave me as a quote. That was what a guy that does this for a living gave us a quote. So it's totally different than what Dale's doing over there.
Where is our water going
right now?
We need to move on.
We're moving along.
Yeah. You done, Jody?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, now we're, but before we go any further, anybody that needs any information on the water, if maybe Lynette would help out, give you a quick overview and how it's done, she'd be the one to talk to, or Vance. Okay?
Or there's public records you can look up and read.
Yeah.
You know, study.
I'll tell you, I tried that. And
so I just asked that. So where is all our water going? Paul says it's being diverted out of the ponds right now. What do we got to do to get that going back in? Because number three pond is dropping bad.
Well, there's talk maybe there's a hole in the pond. The other two ponds are full. But there's talk that maybe some of the water in the meadow is going a different direction.
Speaking of holes in the bottom of the pond, did we ever finish, I don't know, you or Larry asked for this one, the headgate repair on the Half Moon and the Red Reservoir?
Red Reservoir's full, isn't it?
Headgate was done like last year, wasn't it?
Is the headgate completed?
Headgate's on the Half Moon.
I need to wait for them to come
up. We just want people that just want to keep up and make some information. Especially the people that are going to be talking to me on the board.
As far as our cattle and water go, anybody know the status of the BLM pond?
Okay, we need to move on because Paul and Nancy need to get going here on dinner. You're not cooking? Come on. You're going to whip up something for 50 people.
That guy right there. We hired that guy right there.
Yeah, okay, well, they're going to be waiting on us. Okay, the next on the list is the presentation of the candidates. We'll come into the fun part here. Leland Gentry, you're first. It's alphabetical order. You weren't singled out here.
First of all, I need to thank my wife's partner who was introducing her.
Come on up here so we can all look at your face.
I wouldn't be up here enjoying this wonderful property if it hadn't been for meeting her, Kathy Pierce. I'm looking forward to serving on the board if I'm voted in. I'm committed to learning the details of what we're faced with. And I grew up on a farm, you know, and I love the ranch atmosphere. I love it out here. I can't wait to come out when we're planning to come out. We try to come out as often as possible. So, yes, I'm interested in making the ranch a better place for each of us, for all the members. Committed to serving all the members and trying to fill their input. I've kind of looked at things a little bit, and we used to have an area representative for each of the areas. I think that would be a great thing to re-implement to kind of stay informed as to the issues that are coming up, that come up, and that's something that I think is important. As a board member, I think that would give us more input, and maybe, you know, have the people in that area come to their area representative, and then it comes to us, so it's a little more streamlined as far as the information that we need for the board. So I look forward to serving if I'm voted in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alphabetical, moving on.
Well, I hope most of you know me, Phil Hall. Where did he go? Oh, Leland. That idea, that concept of regional representation, when I was the president of the board about, how long has it been? 5-6 years ago, I instigated that. It kind of died out, but if elected, that'd be one of my things as well. I feel like that would help people to know the people in their area, like the Slide Canyon area and concern. Anyway, so that's up on my list. The other thing is, I feel like I've known, I've been here long enough. I can talk to Dale. I can talk to each faction. I've gotten over the animosity thing, and I'm into the just plain hearing people out and trying to resolve things and get things done. And so I think I have a good shot of doing some of that. I also think that 5 or 6 years ago we came that close to getting our bylaws and protective covenants, everything upgraded. I mean, we were within 2 or 3 votes of it. Well, a year or two ago, we had committees. I was on that with Dale and others, and we worked really hard, and we got that close again. And I think we just need a little nudge to get over the top, and that would be one thing I would work for, besides all the water stuff. So I feel like I've been sitting on the sidelines kind of watching the same old things happen over and over again. And there has been a lot of progress in many ways. And yet we do have a few things we need to push the resolution on. And I'd like to be a part of that and see if I can't affect it. So, be happy to serve if you choose.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
Next, Rick Nielsen.
Robert.
Oh.
Robert.
No, I'm sorry. Robert.
No, now we're changing.
This is Rick.
This is Rick Nielsen. We just changed the order.
Hi, folks. I'm Rick Nielsen. My wife and I, Nancy, bought, I don't know if some of you know, Tom Massengale's old place, lot 154, back in 07. And anyway, I got to apologize to you. You guys impress me to no end about your expertise on your areas. I feel, to be honest with you folks, I feel pretty cool. I've been working full-time up until last month when I retired a little bit early. And frankly, our lives have been pretty complicated since 2011. And we've been tunneled in on just trying to get by. We live here year-round, and as those of you know that do it, it's not for the faint of heart by any stretch. So it takes a lot of time, a lot of work, and so I apologize to all of you. I've never had time in the last 7 years to really think about, like Phil has, you know, time to really think about the ranch and a strategic vision. So I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty clueless. I got a lot of pet peeves and ideas, not really pet peeves, but I feel strongly about a lot of things, and I want to congratulate Jody for getting the budget set up and taking a strong look at that. Like I said in my bio on the computer, my wife and I are old hippies from the late 60s, early 70s, so we kind of like things quiet. We like solitude, and that would be my primary goal. And I like what John Southwick used to keep saying at meetings, keep it simple. It doesn't sound like there's no any chance of that with the complexities here, but that would be kind of my focus. I, you know, just try to keep it simple. Another thing I like is like I mentioned in my bio, I think a lot of people probably bought property out here to get away from the city. So I would resist anything and everything that would bring more city-type stuff to this ranch. Monstrosities of any shape, you know, and color. I like it primitive. I like it quiet. And that's kind of me. I know a lot of people probably don't, but that's, be honest with you, that's where my head is at. So I think that's about it. And I would like to just focus on what's good for the large majority of landowners and try to keep an eye on special interest groups and or individuals that might be trying to do something that's just beneficial to themselves. So thank you.
Robert.
Uh,
I don't have my dog or my son with me today, so I have to sit up here by myself. Nobody bothering me. But I'm Robert Musco, Lot 248. I bought my lot in 04, Dale Clarkson, Slide Canyon. So if you're looking for a Slide Canyon representative, I'm it. My background is I graduated from Central Florida with a degree in environmental engineering. So I've got a background with environmental issues and so forth. Moved out to Las Vegas in 94, got married in 09 with my wife. Can't be here today, but she's back in Sandy Valley. I'm from Southern Nevada. And if you vote me in, I'm looking forward to moving the ranch along. I'm looking for the, I also like the rural atmosphere. That's why I come up here, is to get away from the city and the fast pace. And I'm looking forward, if I do get voted on, to working with everybody on the board and moving forward as best we can. Thanks.
Thanks, Robert.
Collect your votes time.
Does anybody have a ballot that they have not turned in?
Yeah. Yes. We're going to have a short recess.